I'm disabled after successive invalid access attempts. Policy. Program the corporate telephone system to lock out any voicemail account whenever a specified number of successive invalid access attempts have been made. Explanation. The telecommunications administrator must lock out a voicemail box after 5 successive invalid attempts to log in. The administrator must then reset any voicemail lockouts manually. 11. Restricted telephone extensions. Policy. All internal telephone extensions to departments or workgroups that ordinarily do not receive calls from external callers, help desk, computer room, employee technical support, and so on, should be programmed so that these telephones can be reached only from internal extensions. Alternately, they can be password protected so that employees and other authorized persons calling from the outside must enter the correct password. Explanation. While use of this policy will block most attempts by amateur social engineers to reach their likely targets, it should be noted that a determined attacker will sometimes be able to talk an employee into calling the restricted extension and asking the person who answers the phone to call the attacker, or simply conference in the restricted extension. During security training, this method of tricking employees into assisting the intruder should be discussed to raise employee awareness about these tactics. Miscellaneous. 1. Employee badge design. Policy. Employee badges must be designed to include a large photo that can be recognized from a distance. Explanation. The photograph on corporate ID badges of standard design is, for security purposes, only slightly better than worthless. The distance between a person entering the building and the guard or receptionist who has the responsibility to check identification is usually great enough that the picture is too small to recognize when the person walks by. For the photo to be of value in this situation, a redesign of the badge is necessary. 2. Access rights review when changing position or responsibilities. Policy. Whenever a company employee changes positions or is given increased or decreased job responsibilities, the employee's manager will notify IT of the change in the employee's responsibilities so that the appropriate security profile can be assigned. Explanation. Managing the access rights of personnel is necessary to limit disclosure of protected information. The rule of least privilege will apply. The access rights assigned to users will be the minimum necessary to perform their jobs. Any requests for changes that result in elevated access rights must be in accordance with a policy on granting elevated access rights. The worker's manager, or the human resources department, will have the responsibility of notifying the information technology department to properly adjust the account holder's access rights as needed. 3. Special identification for non-employees. Policy. Your company should issue a special photo company badge to trusted delivery people and non-employees who have a business need to enter company premises on a regular basis. Explanation. Non-employees who need to enter the building regularly, for example, to make food or beverage deliveries to the cafeteria, or to repair copying machines or make telephone installations, can pose a threat to your company. In addition to issuing identification to these visitors, make sure your employees are trained to spot a visitor without a badge and know how to act in that situation. 4. Disabling computer accounts for contractors. Policy. Whenever a contractor who has been issued a computer account has completed his or her assignment, or when the contract expires, the responsible manager will immediately notify the Information Technology Department to disable the contractor's computer accounts, including any accounts used for database access, dial-up, or internet access from remote locations. Explanation. When a worker's employment is terminated, there is a danger that he or she will use knowledge of your company's systems and procedures to gain access to data. All computer accounts used by or known to the worker must be promptly disabled. This includes accounts that provide access to production databases, remote dial-in accounts, and any accounts used to access computer-related devices. 5. Incident Reporting Organization. Policy. An incident reporting organization must be established, or in smaller companies, an incident reporting individual and backup person designated for receiving and distributing alerts concerning possible security incidents in progress. Explanation. By centralizing the reporting of suspected security incidents, an attack that may otherwise have gone unnoticed can be detected. In the event that systemic attacks across the organization are detected and reported, the incident reporting organization may be able to determine what the attacker is targeting so that special efforts can be made to protect those assets. Employees assigned to receive incident reports must become familiar with social engineering methods and tactics, enabling them to evaluate reports and recognize when an attack may be in progress. 6. Incident Reporting Hotline. Policy. A hotline to the incident reporting organization or person, which may consist of an easy-to-remember phone extension, must be established. Explanation. When employees suspect that they are the target of a social engineering attack, they must be able to immediately notify the incident reporting organization. In order for the notification to be timely, all company telephone operators